Penguin Random House Audio presents The Abstainer by Ian McGuire. Read for you by John Keaton. Chapter 1. Manchester, November 22, 1867. Midnight. There are field guns on Stanley Street, and timber barricades at every bridge and junction. Bright flames from a dozen watchfires glint orange off the black and boatless Irwell. Inside the town hall on King Street, James O'Connor knocks the rain from his bowler, unbuttons his topcoat, and hangs them both on the iron hooks by the recreation room door. Sanders and Malone, and four or five others, are sleeping on palliasses in one corner. The rest are sitting about at tables, playing whist, gabbing, or reading the Courier. The place has the homely barracks tang of stewed tea and navy cut. There is a rack of Indian clubs and medicine balls gathering dust by the left-hand wall, and a billiard table covered over with planking in the centre. Fazakerly, the duty sergeant, notices him and nods.
Anything?
O'Connor shakes his head.
There'll be someone shows himself eventually, Fazakerly says. Some daft bastard full of ale. There's always one. You wait and see.
O'Connor pulls a chair across and sits himself down. Fazakerly half fills a dented metal teapot with scalding water from the urn and swirls it twice.
I'm the only Irishman awake this side of Kingstown, O'Connor tells him. All the others are safe in their beds. Doing as the